Hey friends, it's your host Steph Connell, lifelong goal getter, betterment seeker, and both a student and master of making mindset matter. Through my 10 years of experience in coaching and leadership, I've seen passion and purpose diminish to form life's cookie cutter mold. And due to that, you see the train of unhappiness get more and more bogged down. My mission in life is to get a rise out of you. Together, we are building a community of women who can not only voice their vision, but bring that to fruition. You are daring. You are valued. You are needed. And you are ever growing, my friend. The world needs our courage, and we are bringing it on strong. So without further ado, let's get to it. It's time to be bold. Welcome on to the podcast today. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to just sit in solitude and presence with you today. We are at the end of the year. If you are listening to this episode when it is being launched, here we are. We're in December, ending 2022, which is really exciting. A lot of times, the focus of this time of year is family. If I think about a few things that just really, really strongly present themselves this time of year for myself is giving. Although it's something that really brings joy to me to do that all year round. But something that really warms my heart this time of year is that it's okay and it's accepted and it's everywhere. And you can really feel that energy. In addition, we start to think about what are we going to be doing for the next year? What's going to be happening in 2023? And I want to draw your focus away from that tradition for a split second. Because typically what we do when we are thinking about what we need to do, we're always focusing forward. We're not actually being present. We're thinking about what do I need to work on? What can I be better at? And this is always a great mindset to have if you take the time to celebrate and really give yourself the recognition that you deserve for all of the hard work that you have accomplished and achieved over this past year. The reason I really want to hone in on that is because if you do not take the time to celebrate and recognize yourself, then what happens is you have no fulfillment, you have no joy, and you have no inspiration for the goals that you are going to set for yourself forward. Why? Because there's no reward at the end. There's no recognition at the end. It's just constant check mark, checklist. I can do this. I can post here. It's a quick gratification of a like or a heart, and then it's gone again. What else do I need to do? Where do I still need to get that high? When a long term is going to be internal, it's going to be you recognizing how important you are and how much you've actually accomplished and what you have brought forth and the value that you've added into this world in 2022. Now, to give you a great example of how you can go through this is, yes, write it down, make a journal, but you don't have to go that deep into it. I want you to start by just recognizing the things that you have done that may have never been recognized before that seems so simple. There's such a form of gratitude by going through this process. So for example, I want you to think about what you have accomplished in the last 2.5 years. You made it. You went through something so drastic and challenging and huge change. You know, the biggest... Here's a great example of what trauma is. Trauma is something that is too fast, too much, too soon, anything like that. And we certainly as a whole can agree and lock arms together knowing that we all went through something in the last 2 years and you are still here. You are still here. I want you to be proud for the stress that you took on. The challenge that maybe you were not able to see a loved one who passed while they were in the hospital. I want you to take on the fact that you were stronger and bigger and better, that when somebody said something that really hurt you, you were quiet and you stood your ground to what it was that you believed in. I want you to celebrate that you did what was right for you. In your family, I want you to celebrate that here you are on the other side, and something may not be over in which I am talking about. It's not over, but you've learned, you've grown. I want you to really think about how you are proud of yourself with something like that, like making it through a pandemic. This is our first time. Here we are. We did it. We truly did it. We went through adversity. We went through challenge. We went through becoming a different person. It is inevitable. Everybody changed. Everybody took on something. Everybody could still be holding on to something, which they most likely are. And everybody is working through it. And we are doing it. Congratulations. I want you to recognize it. The other thing that I want you to recognize is something else. What else was hard for you that you accomplished? I want you to see it can be business related. It can be personal. It can be relationship. It can be health. Maybe when you didn't feel like it, I want you to look over this past year, because I know this is something I can celebrate. I didn't feel like working out sometimes. And sometimes I pushed through. I did it. And I'm proud of myself. I am one step bigger and better for doing it when it was uncomfortable. What else are you proud of? I'm actually proud of the silence. I'm proud of the moment that I took for myself that I needed. I'm proud because it's hard. It's hard. If you are somebody who needs to always feel like you are doing something, have you been called a busybody? Have you been recognized as somebody who can't sit still? Have you been recognized as somebody who's a workaholic? Have you been recognized as someone who's always going, cannot stop? I stopped and it was hard, but I'm proud of myself. Because I listened to myself and my body and my mind and what I needed. And I told myself that it's okay. The world will go on without me. I don't always have to be going. I don't always have to be proving. And proving to who? That's another question. Who are we proving to? So I want you to think about all the important steps, all the beautiful things that you did. And they may seem so simple, but on the days that you decided to get up when it was really, really, really hard, maybe you're going through something. You know, when we have a quiet time in our life, it could be that we're really expressing ourselves in a manner that's hard to sustain because it's not our true self. It might be an imbalance that we are always pushing in maybe a masculine, and we need to allow the feminine to come in. The only way that you're going to find out what it is by listening and taking that time to appreciate and recognize yourself, your true self, and really question, am I doing right now what sets my heart on fire? And what sets your heart on fire doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be on fire. It just means that it's what brings you energy, what builds and regains for you. And a lot of that may be recognizing that you need that rest at that time. And sometimes it might be that rest is not rest. It might be you're uninspired instead of tired. So it's just seeing what multiple things need to be at that time. But I really want you to do this for yourself. Take the time to recognize and appreciate who you are as a person. Hey, I'm popping in for a quick second to let you know that it doesn't take hard work to feel your very best. This morning, I woke up and felt so overjoyed and grateful for making the choice to stick to the plan. As a woman with genetics against me, hypothyroidism, and just having my third baby at the age of 35, weight never sheds easily. I'm excited to share that 8 months postpartum, I am well on my way to losing all the baby weight. Each month, it seemed so depleting, though, as it was only pound by pound. Small, seemingly insignificant steps left me feeling like, why do I even bother? You feel me? But my stick-to-itness left every pound adding up at the end to be a whopping 57 pounds down, increased energy, and I feel so confident. I didn't starve myself, and I didn't crash diet. I simply self-loved and stuck to the plan. I trusted the process, and I knew overnight success is not a real thing. So listen, as a friend, for a brief moment, I am giving you complete access to my very own personal shopping cart where you can see what I've implemented into my life to help aid me in the process to being my best self. The cool part is, as my personal friend, you have the ability to use this as your own, and even better, I've got you 40% off my all-time favorites for my New Year's body reset. It's right here in the link in the show notes. Go grab it before that lovely voice starts telling you it won't work for you, because this message is finding you for a reason, my friend. Just hit the pause. It takes 2 seconds and click on the link. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Or maybe you do have something to lose. Okay, got it? All right, let's get back to the show. How does your value show up in the world? Not just as service, but feeling like you're self-leading, that you are being the best person and you are transforming your life so that other people are inspired to do so as well. Self-serving does not stand in the way of serving others. It actually serves others. Servant leadership is serving self first. And in order to go into a year that's fresh and clean and inspired, it's not writing goals down that I know I need to be 10 pounds lighter. I know, like, that's comparing to my best self, if that's the scenario. I felt my best when I've gone down this road where I would go through goals with members at a gym and their focus was, you know, always weight related, for example. And when they would come in January, they would have this weight. And I'm like, okay, so here's the weight you selected, 10 pounds lighter or 20 pounds lighter or tone, or you'd have this image of somebody that you want to look like. And I ask, when did you feel like that before? And there was a time in their life. They did. And why did that feel so good? It's because of how you felt at that time in your life. And I'm telling you, doing the 10 pounds or the, you know, you've got to have more to it. You've got to recognize who you are right now and understand the starting point before you actually get to a goal. So you need to appreciate. If you don't appreciate who you are and where you are right now, it's not going to get any better. And that goal is not, it's not going to be sustainable, the activity that you need to do to get there. If you want to make 2023 a great year, 2022, you need to recognize what you've accomplished and you need to recognize where you're starting from. You need to also appreciate yourself. Appreciate all of the hard work that you do every damn day. The hard stuff, the consistency. Let me tell you a story. I had this time in the summer, this was years ago, where I had this picture of, like, I don't even know how many there were, but there were so many dandelions that I picked out. It was like this tool that I used that looked like a screwdriver. So it was one by one, and I had this huge pile. It looked like a mountain of dandelions, and I posted this picture. And I had this huge leader in my network who commented on that picture and said, great job. Hard work will get it done. Consistency will keep it done. So the key to that message, which it has stuck with me for a very long time, because I have found it to be very challenging in my sense, in my world. One of my key areas that I can work on is consistency. I'm very good at running and sprinting. And then I need to take a pause. So if there's anything I'm consistent at, it's being inconsistent. But being consistent, if I can keep working on that, consistency will not only maintain, but it will maintain the growth in the direction to your goal. If we just do 1 month at the gym, it will not get us there. We can push, we can go, we'll be sore, but the return is not enough. We need to appreciate where we are right now and love who we are right now. And that is the work. That is the work in progress to actually get towards your goals. It wasn't until the moment that I learned and really understood that I want to love myself, I want to appreciate myself. I want to stop treating my body like a garbage can. I want to actually just be healthy, that I felt better, and that the weight just shed off. It wasn't until that moment that I did work on myself and I just trusted and I leaned into life and I leaned into who I was as a person. Most of the time, we are so focused on showing up on what it's supposed to be. I'm now a mom, so I have to look like this. Oh my gosh, this road is so, so, so good. I love talking about this. And if you're not a mom yet, I just want to prepare you in this other story that I have. Just as a side note, oh my gosh, I can remember I had this wonderful woman who came in for an interview. And I interviewed her and I asked her, you know, what are your goals? Why? What is it that really has you gravitating to want to work with us? And, you know, she's sharing how work is her number one. She loves it. And as soon as she actually started saying that, she stopped herself. And she says, well, my daughter is number one. And her daughter was 7 months old. We had had the conversation before. We got to know each other a little bit. And she caught herself and she actually said, my daughter is number one. And she continued on, but she says, but I really love my work. It's like, just so you know, it's my number one. I will be here. It's just, it's joy. It's passion to me. I let her finish. And then when she was done, this is somebody I met on the very first day and I wanted her to know this. And man or woman, I want you to know this. It's okay to love something else. It's okay to recognize your passions in life. Let me tell you something. You may love your work and it means the most to you, but nothing will ever outlive and outlove your passion for your family. You don't have to say that in order for the other to be true. I am okay with you saying that you love money, that you love work, that, you know, that excites you. There's passion and purpose. Let me tell you something. I say it without question. My work is number one. And I'll tell you why. Because it lights my heart on fire, which in return makes me number one. And let me tell you why that's number one. It doesn't mean that my children don't mean the most to me and I love them the most, but I am number one. Without me, they don't have the proper guidance. I am excellence to them and myself. I am the one that leads them down the road of how they are going to be. I love my work. My work is number one. I am leadership to my children. And I don't say that with regret. And I don't say that with shame. I say that with purpose. I say that with pride. I say that as a leader. I am so proud of who I am. Are you proud of who you are? I saw a beautiful post today of a mother who was so concerned. She dropped her daughter off at school and she could hear her, you know, kind of crying for her, mommy, mommy, as she's walking away down the hallway, and she felt so torn. And I said, girl, you're doing a great job. Here's the deal. These children, first of all, they're going to cry. They're going to feel uncomfortable. That's part of growth and change. But here's what I said. Even if I bring it up on the exact words, I'll go by memory here. I could read it to you, but roughly what I said was, our children are meant to fly, not be carried. You're doing a great job. This is part of change and growth. It hurts. It hurts. We might be going through rough times. It could have been a rough couple of last years. You know, here's the deal, is that you did it. And you're becoming a better person. How does that feel knowing you are bigger? You are bigger because you have come out on the other side. You are still here. You might feel like you are just standing, but you are here. That's something to say, my friend. So I want you to recognize beautiful things of accomplishment. Maybe you went on a trip. Maybe you are really proud of having a very simple conversation that was really hard for you to have. Maybe you put your hand up at work and you brought yourself forward to, you know, bring solutions to the table at a board meeting when typically you're usually quiet. Maybe somebody said something that really hurt and usually you're really loud and you bit your tongue that day because you knew you didn't need to go there. Maybe you got out of bed on a day that you had off and you got a lot accomplished. Maybe you achieved a weight goal. Maybe you achieved consistency in taking care of yourself and meditating each morning or journaling. Maybe you built a great habit. Maybe you started to recognize some conversations or communication that you're having with family members or your children. Maybe you have built another great habit of giving your loved one a hug every single day because now you know that nothing is guaranteed. Maybe you have done something so simple, but it's really not. Your value is needed. When you step up and do something that seems very simple, I'm telling you, people are watching. People are watching. Things don't have to be so hard. Sometimes they can just be the simplest things that you can recognize of yourself. And those simplest things create huge, big, audacious things worth living for. Make it a great day.
So listen, I really enjoyed spending these moments with you today, and I hope you did too. My gratitude is through the roof. But in order for us to make even more magic in this world, we've got to spend more time together. Make it your focus to connect consistently so you can continue to gain and change up your days to come. Secondly, we are a direct result of who we hang around with, and now you're in the world of becoming better. By sharing this episode, you are making an impact in someone's life, and frankly, we're just better together. And don't forget to tag me so I can send some love and shoutouts back, my friend. Until next time, this is your host, Steph, on Be Bold.
If you have found yourself really enjoying our time together and value high-level conversation, or maybe your heart and mind is simply so full of so much knowledge that you need to share it with the world around you, starting a podcast has probably crossed your mind a time or two. Podcasting was on my heart for years, but I was left feeling overwhelmed simply because it was a wild beast and I'd never stepped foot in that area before. And that's where Buzzsprout came in and saved the day and gave us this time together. It makes podcasting so simple and so effective. It's so effective, in fact, that it has helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast, and I'm one of them. Buzzsprout will help you get your podcast into every major platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You also have this clean and professional-looking podcast site and audios you can drop into other websites, tools to promote your episode, and analytics to see who's listening and where, and so much more. And as a helpful aid, Buzzsprout is sharing weekly updates and tools to keep me informed so I can be mastering my podcasting skills from the very best. To start your own podcast and receive your very own $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes. This lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you and help support the show. Thank you, Buzzsprout, for being the easiest way to start a podcast.